Nedarim Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Vav 11:6. Our Mishnah now wants to answer the question, what happens if a woman takes on a compound neder, where she restricts two separate things with a single neder, and then the husband wants to be Mekayim or be Mefer just one of the two things that she took a neder about? So for example, says the Mishnah, Amra konam te'enim va'anavim elu, she'eni to'emes. The woman takes a neder saying that the figs and grapes, these figs and grapes, there are some figs and grapes that happen to be in front of her. That doesn't really matter so much. The truth is it could be of all the figs and grapes in the world, whatever it is. She'eni to'emes, that they're forbidden to her like a korban. But there are two elements here. She takes a neder against both figs and grapes. Kim l'te'enim, says the Tana, says our Mishnah here, if he confirms the neder she took against the figs, then kulo kayim, then automatically the other part about the grapes is also mukuyim, it's also confirmed. The rationale for Atana is really based on a limud from a pasuk. The pasuk says, yakimenu, he will, this is isha yakimenu, her husband shall confirm it. So it could have said just yakim. Yakimenu, the extra mem in that, is darshan to refer to both like the yakim mem, the end of the first word, and also like memenu, the second word, if you will. So in other words, the point is that if he is mekayim even a part of it, the whole thing is mekuyam, it's all confirmed. It's a drasha, straight out drasha. In contrast, since the other part of the pasuk says v'isha yefarenu, her husband also can cancel the vow, but of course there's no mem in the word yefarenu, there's no like mem to be like before and after, it's like yakim memenu, so therefore it wouldn't work. And that being the case, the rules are different. Hafer l'te'enim, if he cancels the fig component of the neder, eno mufar, the other part regarding the grapes is not canceled, ad she'yafer es lanavim, unless he explicitly also cancels the part about the grapes. Now, if you read that sentence, it could be read one of two ways, actually. Eno mufar ad she'yafer af lanavim, that af would suggest perhaps that nothing is canceled unless he cancels both the te'enim and the navim elements. Okay, so more on that in a second, but let's learn it the first way, like I said before, that to contrast the two, we'll say, listen, that the te'enim part is canceled, but the anavim's not, till explicit does that as well. Now, to contrast that with another case where she takes on, like I'll call it, two separate nadarm in one sentence, if she says, Amra konam te'enim she'eni to'emes, v'anavim she'eni to'emes, she takes on two nadarm. She says she's not tasting any figs, they're asur to her like a korban, and also no grapes, they're also asur to her. So then, hari elu shnei nadarm, those are two standalone nadarm, and that being the case, each one can be confirmed or canceled independently of the other. Now, the way it has in our mission in front of us, it's because she said the word she'eni to'emes twice. There is another girsa, which is konam te'enim she'eni to'emes, konam anavim she'eni to'emes, saying the word konam twice, which would make it that much clearer, and that's how some have the girsa and how they understand it. That's what makes it two separate, distinct nadarm, but they're different girsa, so that would play out that way. Now, la halacha, it's a little complicated. There's a machlokas between the mechaber and the ramah. According to the Shulchan Aruch, the mechaber, so we don't say that the husband's cancellation or the father's cancellation, if he cancels part of it, it cancels all of it. To the contrary, we say that each part operates independently. So it's not like our mission at all. It's like our mission is understood to be like Rabbi Shimon, and his sheet is you don't have to say the word shvua twice, something like that, or the equivalent, but to make two separate things, two separate shvuos, right? That's how our Mishnah seems to read. But the halacha would be like the other, like the chachamim, according to the Shulchan Aruch, which means that he could cancel and or confirm either part, the grapes and or the figs, and each one could go independently. That's how Shulchan Aruch learns. That's the Mechaber. But the Ramah learns that if a person's mekayim part of the neder, then he is mekayim all of it. But if he if he cancels a part of it, so then none of it is canceled. So it's like sort of all or nothing. If he is Mekayim part, it's all Mekuyam. And if he cancels part, none of it's canceled unless he cancels all of it, as it's sort of, as I sort of read to you that second reading in the Mishnah. But at all events, Evron agrees that if there's clearly two separate Nadarim, because he says, for example, the word Konam twice, Konam Manavim Alai, Konam Teinim Alai, then of course they're two separate Nadarim, and he could confirm or cancel either or both of them independently.